The Cock and the Jewel. In the woodland garden, at night's haze, a proud cock pheasant made his daily rounds. His name was Percival, and he was magnificent. Percival's feathers shimmered with deep emerald greens and fiery coppers. His long tail swept behind him, and when he strutted across the grass, he looked as though he ruled the entire estate. Visitors often paused to admire him as he picked his way beneath the exotic trees. One bright morning, Percival was busy doing what he did best, scratching for snacks among the leaf litter, hoping to uncover something tasty, perhaps a beetle or a juicy worm. Suddenly, clink! Percival froze mid-scratch. He nudged aside a leaf and gasped. There, half buried in the moss, was a shiny jewel, a sparkling stone that caught the sunlight. Percival's chest puffed with pride. "Well now," he muttered grandly, "I do believe I have discovered treasure worthy of a bird of my stature." He tapped it with his beak. Clink! Hard, cold, definitely not edible. He tried again. Tap, tap. Still nothing snack-like. Percival frowned. "You may be pretty, but you're certainly no beetle." A family of visitors nearby noticed him fussing with the jewel. "Mum, look," a little girl whispered. "That pheasant's found something sparkly." Before Percival could decide whether to keep the jewel or ignore it entirely, a National Trust gardener strolled by with a wheelbarrow. He saw the gleam, bent down carefully, and picked up the jewel. "Oh my! Someone must have dropped this," the gardener said. "Good find, Percival. This will be going straight to lost property." Percival lifted his head proudly. Of course he'd done something important. He was Percival, the Magnificent, after all. Sensing the pheasant wasn't impressed by jewels, the gardener reached into his pocket and scattered a few dried mealworms onto the ground. Percival's eyes widened in delight. "Ha!" he clapped happily. "Now this is treasure." While the gardener carried the jewel back toward the house, Percival pecked enthusiastically at the mealworms, completely forgetting the sparkly stone. Percival, having finished his feast, gave his feathers a proud shake. And, with a confident strut, he trotted off beneath the giant trees, perfectly pleased with how the day had turned out.